consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Hi, folks. Qualk here once again to tell you about my friends at PhD Weight Loss, official weight loss sponsor of Clemson. Well, football season's right around the corner, and if you're like me, this is the time of year where you start preparing to get the absolute most out of the football season. You can't have anything distract you from enjoying the fleeting moments of fall. This year, I'm going to enjoy football season more than usual because I'm 24 pounds lighter, thanks to 5 weeks in the weight loss phase with PhD Weight Loss. The folks at PhD were unbelievable. And I know so many other people who are getting ready for football season can say the same. I'm in the maintenance phase, and I'm going to love football season just the same and even more now that I've got a handle on my weight. If you're a fan looking to get the absolute most out of football season, do yourself a favor. Go to the website, myphdweightloss.com. Once again, that's myphdweightloss.com. You'll be glad you did.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hey folks, Qualk here to remind you to join Donnell Clark and me each and every Friday night for our Tri-County Tech High School football game of the week. This week, we kick off our season schedule with Greer at Daniel. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And don't forget that you can help choose where we go each Friday night by casting a vote in our online poll. Just go to our website, theroarfm.com, click on the poll tab, and let your voice be heard.
The ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm fine. How are you?
You know, yes. There was an unbelievable dart match last night.
A dart match.
Oh yeah, man! I watched darts night. You did. It was absolutely incredible. You saw it, didn't you?
I mean, it was great.
It's just incredible. I love the darts. I thought we'd spend the first hour and a half talking about darts. Yeah, talking about the darts.
Sure, you don't want to talk about anything else?
No, and nothing sure? I can think of.
You can't think of Mets, Braves.
No, I can't think of anything.
Not just Mets, Braves.
Just the darts. Remember those two Braves fans again after the Mets Braves series that didn't want to talk about the results? Do you remember that? on the text line the other day, and I warned about that. You know, yeah, I can't, nothing I can think of.
No,
you know, just the big darts event. The Mets got clobbered last night.
They got was it bad?
I just had a bad night all the way around.
Yeah.
I just had a bad night all the way around. But the Mets got
clobbered.
They got destroyed. They lost 13-1.
You didn't tell me it was that.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
It was bad. The Braves scored 13?
Well, it's interesting because the Mets actually. The Mets. The Mets actually surrendered the game at 5-1. They quit.
What do you mean they quit?
They quit. By plan, they quit at 5-1 last night. And I wrote it when they put Medina in. Medina meant they were quitting. Medina meant they were sacrificing the game. They had lost Carrasco to injury. The Mets have a lot of injuries right now. They had lost their starting pitcher, Carrasco, to injury. It was not that he came back after the rain delay and came out. He came back and got hurt. I don't know whether it's an oblique injury or what. In fact, Tester just said Buck punted when it was about 6-1. 5-1, actually. Maybe before that, when he put Medina in, he was basically saying, we're not playing the rest of this game. I mean, he you know, because there's still three games in the series, and the Mets need their bullpen for those other games. So when Carrasco couldn't eat up any innings because he went out with that oblique injury or whatever it is, Showalter just decided right then, basically, okay, I'm not using any of my best relievers now because we're already in a bad situation. And so he just left that kid in. He just left him in, and eventually he brought in first baseman / DH Darren Ruff to pitch. He brought...
Who? What'd you say? Stetson Bennett.
What?
It's a joke.
Oh, okay, good. Sometimes I don't know with you. He brought in Darren Ruff to pitch, like starting the seventh inning, because it was like... Okay, well, we're just going to play for tomorrow.
Wait a minute. Where was DeGrom and Scherzer or whatever?
They're the pitchers for the Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh.
You're not
God,
gonna...
I bet they were getting stomach aches watching that.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I actually think it was a wise decision. The guy's made all the right decisions all year. I think he, you know, now the one game the Braves won in New York, they had an 8-0 lead, and the Mets continued to play, and they had a chance to come back and win that game. But, you know, Strider was pitching pretty well last night. He was getting ahead on counts, which he wasn't doing in New York. By the way, that's all on Strider both ways. He couldn't throw strikes in New York. That's why he got in trouble. And he threw strikes last night, and that's why he had success. And, you know, and I think that the Mets were right to do what they did at 5-1 and just say, okay, you know, we're probably not going to win this game. Let's not spend the resources. Let's come back tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. And so that's what they did. They did not sacrifice their bullpen in long relief efforts for guys that they're going to need today and tomorrow and Thursday because they just have too many injuries. Now, they got a bunch of guys who'll be coming back soon. McGill and Smith will be coming back. McGill might have to move into a starter role again, depending on what the situation with Carrasco is. And we all know Guillerme is out for 3 to 4 weeks, and that was evident last night, too, just defensively. But I think that the Mets made a wise decision. I'm sure Medina didn't think so. And sort of sacrificing him and leaving him out
there.
Well,
I'm sure he knew what was going on. It's not like he can't figure it out.
You know, I don't know. But leaving him out there to take the abuse of last night. But look, the bottom line is the Braves desperately needed a win. Desperately. And they got it. 9-4-0 asks, who's pitching for both sides tonight? It's Walker versus Morton. Walker's been much better on the year than Morton has, but Walker has struggled in his last two outings, and one of those was against Atlanta. And Morton has basically struggled against the Mets every time. So, that's right. Texas says, okay, Medina, time to take one for the team. Right, that's what they did. I felt bad for that kid, but it was the right. It was the
That's
right.
That's what
strategy.
I'm saying. I'm sure he knew what they were doing.
Yeah, it was
understood.
The right strategy given the situation. And the Braves were raking last night. They were hitting. They hit Carrasco earlier. Then my guy Mark Canna, who I hate, lost a fly ball in the white sky. Just a routine ball in the white sky. Now I will admit, I will give Canna a little bit of leeway here. Because at the time that fly ball was hit to left field, that sky was one strange color. It was white and sort of pink, and it was just a strange color sky that after they came back from the rain break, everything was fine. But I have a feeling a lot of people would have had trouble finding that ball as high as it was hit. To Canna, but I'm not a big Canna guy, so I wasn't all that pleased with that. And that made it 3-0. And I really felt that it was basically over then. I just did. I felt like it was I said so Medina was the Mets version of Jesse Chavez. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Showalter said, okay, Medina, you're up. Medina's like, me? Yeah, I mean me. No, I'm the guy who just sits out here and gets the water.
Yeah,
I'll be glad
to do that.
No, Medina, you're in. You're in, Medina. You're in for all night until we get to our closer, first baseman Darren Ruff. I mean, and then Ruff comes in, Ramona. Ruff is lobbing these balls to home plate. Ruff's not a pitcher. He's only pitched one other inning in his career.
Oh.
Okay, so they put a non-pitcher in. Sort of big doofus Ruff to come in and he's throwing these lob balls to home plate, these Ephus pitches to home plate. Remarkably enough, the Braves really didn't hit him. They kept hitting fly balls to the wall, but they kept being caught against him.
So maybe
the Mets should have put Ruff in instead of Medina. I don't know. Yeah, you're 100% right, Dexter, in what you just said, but I can't say what you said on air. but it was a good win for the Braves, a necessary win for the Braves, a must win. You know, we defined this yesterday. And it's not the last must win. Today's a must win. They're all sort of must wins. I mean, look, here's the deal in this series. You have a 4-game series. In order for the Braves to win the series, the Braves have to win 3 or 4 games. In order for the Mets to win the series, they just have to win 2 games.
Ah, oh, that sounds okay.
Do you understand? Do you have any idea why that would
be? Yes, because it's got to do with where they are in the standings.
Yes, that's right. That's right. You yell them right out when you know them. That's 100% right.
You yell something.
That's 100% right. Yeah, I mean, when the Braves enter the series, they're 5.5 back. So to gain any ground and considering what's coming, you know, again, the Mets have this 10-game stretch on the road. You got to get them in this 10-game stretch because after that stretch, where they're playing only elite teams, the Braves, the Phillies, and the Yankees, after that stretch, you're not catching them. Because the Mets schedule after the Yankees is cake. They'll have played all the toughest part of their schedule. So you have to catch them now. And what that means for the Braves is you have to win at least 3 of these 4 games and pick up 2 games. So you come out of the series down 3.5. Then the Mets have to go play 4 in Philadelphia, and then they have to go play 2 with at the Yankees. So those are road games. And the Braves are playing at home. And the Braves will have a chance to make that ground up. This is the stretch, as we talked about. So the Braves need to win 3 or all 4 of these games. All the Mets need to do to win the series is split. If the Mets split, they effectively win the series. They come out of the series with the same lead they had, and it's probably over. It's probably over. It's really what it comes down to. The Braves basically have to win 3 of these 4 games. Now, I wouldn't want to have to win 3 or 4 games when they have the prospect of facing Scherzer and DeGrom, who the Braves haven't hit at all. And so I don't see how you can get there, because I'm not sure you can beat either one of those guys. I'm not sure you – now, you may be able to beat the Mets bullpen if you can get one of those guys out of the game, one or both those guys out of the game. But basically, it's hard to imagine the Braves getting to 3 or 4 if they don't win tonight. You know, you face Walker tonight. You get Scherzer and DeGrom after that, in that order. Your best chance of winning is clearly tonight. And so if you get that game, then all you somehow have to do is find a way to split Scherzer and DeGrom. That's still a big task, but that's the challenge, finding a way to do that. But you have to get tonight's game first. You have to get – until you get tonight's game – a texter asked me, I'm a Braves fan. I love it. What about the Braves playing the Diaz music on Contreras' home run? But it's also Contreras' music. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, they kept making a big deal of that. And I saw Twitter people making a big deal of it. No, absolutely, you should do that. No, you know, and again, I think it's his natural walk-up music too. So, to me, it's all good. No one owns that. No one owns that music.
True.
You know, Edwin
true.
Diaz doesn't own that music. Now he has certainly popularized it. It's going like back to the top of the charts, but. But no, I'm absolutely fine with that. I'm fine with that. I mean, I'm fine with the back and forth stuff in terms of rivalry and fans going at it. I know Kwok spent some time on rivalry talk today. It actually reminded me, I was going to call him and mention this, but it actually reminded me of one of the great examples of rivalry talk in the history of the game. Woody Hayes, who has an infamous relationship here with Clemson, but Woody Hayes, who coached Ohio State, he hated Michigan. Texas said Diaz and Contreras are probably friends, and yeah, they may well be. You know, Woody Hayes hated Michigan, hated. At the end of one of the games with Michigan, I can't remember what year, Ohio State was way ahead. They scored late, and instead of kicking an extra point, they went for two, which is, you know, completely anti-sportsmanship. And they asked Woody Hayes after the game why he would go for two in that situation. You know what Hayes' answer was?
Because he could.
Because they won't let me go for three.
Oh.
And that's exactly the definition of a rivalry, because they won't let me go for three. Walter Petula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
What's better than hitting the road for a vacation with the family? Your favorite song is on and smiling faces. Okay, there may have been occasional "Are We There Yet?" and "Don't Make Me Come Back There" for the 10th time in an hour. But you don't mind, because you know one thing. You have a brand new reliable vehicle from Granger Nissan of Anderson. You know that will keep them safe. They take care to know what you and your family needs. Visit 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hello, Medicare recipients. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are your Medicare supplement and prescription drug plans becoming uncomfortably affordable? Since Plan F can no longer accept people aging into Medicare as of 1/1/2020, we are beginning to see costs go up steeply. This trend will only continue or worsen as this group's average age increases. We may have a solution for you. There are a few Medicare Advantage with prescription drug plans out there that have a lower out-of-pocket maximum, lowering your risk, have low to no monthly premiums, and have desirable extra benefits like dental, vision, gyms, or hearing. If you would like to review your options, please call 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, our services always come free to you.
Why are Bojangles Chicken Supremes called Supremes? What else would you call them? Superbs? Nah. Now try them with the new creamy buffalo sauce. It's bow time.
Look no further than Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson for your next pre-owned vehicle. Whether you're in the market for a full or mid-sized truck or SUV, Ralph Hayes has it. Sedan, minivan, something sporty, Ralph Hayes has it. Import or domestic, Ralph Hayes has it. And once you find your pre-owned vehicle at Ralph Hayes Toyota, they'll service any make or model for you. Add to that their rental program, and Ralph Hayes Toyota will be your dealer for life. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota. JanPro Cleaning and Disinfecting is your local cleaning industry leader, proudly serving the upstate for over 20 years. JanPro offers the industry's best in hygienic cleaning and disinfecting. Our proprietary electrostatic disinfection service combines safety and security with the ability to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria and still safe enough for food prep services. And this is just the tip of the iceberg in our professional expertise. Call JanPro today at 864-458-3053.
Link your Ingalls Advantage card to your child's school, giving the advantage to those who really need it. That's our pledge to you.
Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This week at Ingalls, 4-ounce Hormel Natural Choice uncured pepperoni, $3.28 each. 4-count double roll Brawny Terra Square paper towels, $6.98 each. And select varieties, Cheez-It Original or Snapped. Buy one, get one free. Ingalls, low prices, love the savings.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Are you tired of being tracked online? There's a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Every shot, every block, every game. We're your home for Clemson basketball. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I think and all the reasons, so I
try. Walt up to the road rage. We are back. Grissom continues to play well. Does not look like a rookie. I don't know if that's going to last, but 21 years old. He's the second 21-year-old in the Braves lineup who is playing really well. You know, I did get one guy on Twitter, Ramon, who was like, well, I don't want to talk about the Mets and Braves. Sorry, it's baseball season, and it's a big series in the NL East. And regardless of the results of the games, we are going to talk about that every day the rest of the baseball season. And we do actually do more football here all year long than anybody else in the country, in all likelihood. Red, how are you, Red? Good to have you.
Hey, well, how you doing, buddy?
Good. You know, Ramona, hey. Red is going to tell us a good story, and then I'm going to tell you a bad one that is not related to Red's story at all, but is related to me. go ahead, Red. Good to have you.
Well, yes, sir. Well, we were, you know what we do. We go out and feed the homeless and stuff, and we try to help them out as much as we can. Well, we have a good guy out. His name is Bobby J. And 2 months ago, Bobby J. asked me to help him find his family. So I went on Facebook and I've called people in three different counties in South Carolina, and I finally found his sister, his baby sister. And she called me Sunday right before we was going out and feed. to feed. And she hadn't seen her brother since she dropped him off here 9 years ago to a drug and alcohol treatment program. And he's been homeless ever since. So they actually thought he was dead.
Wow.
And we were able to get them on the phone Sunday. And Walt, when I tell you, the tears that all of us were crying, Bobby J was crying, his sister was praying and crying. And there's a video on my Facebook page of them crying together and praying together. And she texts me back Sunday night and asked me if I would bring him to the family reunion on September 10th because they want him home. And she's going to tell a couple people, but 95% of his family is not going to know he's coming. And we're going to walk him back home.
That's absolutely awesome. Reunion. That is an incredible story.
9 years.
Yeah, you do amazing work, Red.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy. I just wanted to give y'all some feel-good stuff today because, boy, I feel good.
Yeah, I mean, and you should. I mean, that's just, that's absolutely incredible story, a real-life reunion. That's awesome.
Yeah, and thank y'all for everything y'all do in Aurora. All the Aurora listeners, we couldn't do this without y'all. So we really appreciate y'all.
Hey, Red, thank you very much. Again, great, terrific job. Great story. Thank you very much. You know, Ramona, I don't even want to tell my story after that. But, I'm going to anyway, all right? Because there's another part of this world that we live in that is not nearly so nice. You know, I hear all the time, you know, people don't want us to have the right to have weapons or whatever. The Braves wipe out the Mets. So I'm already like feeling, down. Right.
Yeah.
And I was up really late. I was up till 3:30 or something. And I go to sleep and I've slept 30 or 40 minutes. And the dogs are going crazy, are absolutely crazy. And I have an alert system that also tells me when anybody is near my driveway. And so I knew this at 4:15 a.m. last night. And I'm like out in nowhere and it's a double dead end and there's no business for anybody to be out there.
Right.
At 4:15 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, a vehicle is coming up my driveway. It's come over halfway up my driveway.
They're coming up your driveway.
Yeah. And they did not rob anybody else up above, so you can imagine what their intention might have been. They were eventually dissuaded, but you know, I'm telling you, it's a strange dynamic because, like, if you think about it, if you live in, like, the city, like, even, like, Wes Whitner in Anderson, which some people think is a suspect area, it's not because there are always eyes on you. You know, you have neighbors and people live around next to you. And, you know, but you think, like, conventionally, like, when you're deciding where to live, you think, like, well, that's an area that probably wouldn't be safe. And quite the contrary, that's an area that actually is safe. It has a large police presence. There are eyes all around you. And, you know, and people sort of look out for each other. You live out in the country somewhere, and you think, well, you're probably safe from all that. Well, it turns out you're really not safe at all. This is where the bad guys go. It's where they look to do all their bad things. And, you know, and so it's almost like if you live out in the country, you almost have to have big dogs, security, be armed. You almost have to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the police do a great job where they are, but they're not there. You know, in other words, you know, for somebody to get
there. They're not close.
For somebody to get to my place, for example, police sheriff, unless they happen to be in the area, you know, it's going to take them 30 minutes at least. Well, whatever's going to happen is going to happen long before then.
Right.
So, just a little word of advice. The next time you come up my driveway at 4:15 a.m., you're not leaving in your vehicle. You got
so
that?
They hit the road when the dogs started barking.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they ran over my garbage can. Well, I mean, it was more than that. I mean, but yeah. And they ran over my garbage can on the way out, too. And again, this is 4:15 on a Monday into Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
But
you don't expect that kind of thing while you're sleeping.
Yeah. But just to be clear, you know, that's the last time, all right? The next time, I don't care, okay? I don't care. I'll let the court sort it out. Seriously. Between the dogs, I'll put gravy on you and feed you to the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Because again, I'm just not having it. I'm not having it. And here's the thing. I don't care what creed, color. I have no idea. I don't even know what kind of vehicle this was. It was too dark. But it doesn't matter. If you're on my property at 4:15 a.m.,
that's not a place to be.
Good luck to you from now on.
Right.
Because I'm not having it, and I don't think most people are going to have it, but it's just that strange dynamic. So if you're like out there running around today and that was you, don't come back. You know, it's also a strange dynamic up against Red's story, you know. Red, who's doing these great things and is the good side of it.
Right.
And then there's another side of it.
And there's that.
Yeah, then there's another side of it that's just, terrible. And you know what's really amazing? It's like I said, you would think, like living out where you are. Now, your whole family owns the whole general neighborhood, so you've got...
Yeah, and plus there's neighbors all around.
Yeah, well, you have people.
Yeah.
You have people all around.
I actually live in a neighborhood.
Right, and there are houses, you know, up above me, and there's the crazy cat lady who lives in the woods, but, you know, basically...
she's armed.
Yeah, she is. She is armed. But... It's astonishing, like, how many ridiculously bad things have happened out in the middle of nowhere. Like, you know, if you go out to where I am, you could sit there probably at that intersection above me, and you could probably sit there for 30 minutes and not see a vehicle. You know, but still, crap happens. Like, there's an absentee owner up above me who it has something to do with the FBI. I'm not sure, but he has a log cabin. His wife got cancer, and they moved to Texas for care, and he really hasn't been back since. And you know, he started writing me asking me if I would check out his property. So one of the times I go to check his property, I see the front side, and I'm relieved because it all looks good. Because the last thing on earth I want to do is tell this guy with his situation, things he's dealing with, bad news. And I'm thinking, well, the front looks good. So I walk around the back, and basically somebody has driven a truck through the double doors on the back. They've destroyed the whole frame.
They went in with a truck?
They drove it right into it.
Wow.
And the house apparently had been full of antiques, including an antique bedroom set. They took it all.
They took everything.
Single thing.
That poor guy.
And I had to call him and tell him this, and then wait for the police to come and handle it there. But I mean, there was another time, and this is like 10 years ago, right? I'm coming home at night, and it's like 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and I'm getting up to near my road is, and there are flashing lights everywhere. There are cop cars. There are police cars. I think there was a coroner vehicle. There was news trucks. And again, I'm like in nowhere land. And so I stop, and I want to know what's going on. And then they sort of want me to you know, move along. I'm no, move along. That's the back of my property. I want to know what the hell is going on, right?
Yeah.
Two guys from Atlanta murdered a guy, threw him in their car, and then drove into South Carolina looking for a rural exit to dump him off of, and I won the lottery.
Oh, the body on your property.
The back, towards the back of my property. Yeah.
Oh.
And this stuff is happening, but, you know, again, to have somebody... You know, no one belongs out here at all, right? To have somebody, and my driveway's a long driveway, slowly climbing your driveway at 4:15 a.m. on a Monday.
Well, they're up to no good.
Are you kidding me?
They're up to no good.
Are you kidding me? You know, it's not going to happen. Text said, I live in Greenville. This knucklehead's been spotted in several neighborhoods the past week. Well, they come back to my neighborhood, then it's going to be the last time they're spotted anywhere because I'm not having it, I'll tell you right now. And the dogs aren't having it. But, you know, the point is, you know, be aware. Be aware. Do something to protect yourself because in some areas you're all you have. You know, you, your neighbors, whatever, you're all you have. The police can't be everywhere. You know, when you choose to live in places where the police aren't, well, guess what? You're sort of the police. That's just the way it is. You know, there's no way around it. You know, all that, and by the way, I respect and admire the job the police do. That's not the point. The point is when you choose to live somewhere where they aren't, it's going to take them time to get there. So the only thing you're going to have later is a police report about how it turned out. So basically, and after that incident, I didn't really feel like going back to sleep. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
oh, yeah.
I actually went out looking for them in the neighborhood with all the giant Jeep lights on and everything. I didn't find anybody, but I wasn't really feeling like sleeping after either, you know, because I don't know whether there's any chance they'd return. I didn't think so, but we're operating basically on zero sleep today, but that's okay. We're sort of used to that. So it started with the Braves beating the living crap out of the Mets, and then that was the rest of my night. 13-1 Atlanta. You want in 654-7627. Quick break.
Friday nights, the Roar carries the Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week. They're hosted by the Upstate's voice for high school football, William Quackenbush. The Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week, Friday nights on the Roar.
It's time for the ultimate college football kickoff show. The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show, live at Twin Peaks in Greenville. Brought to you by Upcountry Fiber. We'll be live from 5 to 8 p.m. on August 25th. The Roar's panel of experts will give you everything you need to know about the upcoming season. Conference champion picks, Heisman picks, playoff picks, and who wins it all. We'll have you covered. The Roar College Football Kickoff Show, live August 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local, trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Now try your new Supremes with Bojangles' new creamy buffalo sauce. It's bow time.
Here's to the helpers. To the ones who grow up knowing that life is about more than finishing first. It's about finishing together. At Ingles, we know that doing your part doesn't mean doing for yourself. It means doing what you can. Even though you might not seek the spotlight, we see you, and we're grateful. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Hey, Tiger fans, Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate.
I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson has one of the largest selections of pre-owned vehicles in South Carolina. Import or domestic, trucks, sedans, SUVs, whatever you're in the market for, Ralph Hayes Toyota can take care of you right now. Plus, Ralph Hayes Toyota services all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Add to that their rental vehicle program, and Ralph Hayes Toyota will be your dealer for life. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Join Out of Bounds with Kwok and Ben live at Clemson Insurance. August 19th from noon to 3 p.m. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and meet the Clemson Insurance team. Friday, August 19th from noon till 3 p.m. We'll see you there.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCB for 10% off and two free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery, American made, engineeredsleep.com. Better Sleep, rest assured.
Landscaper Supply, the Upstate's premier Toro equipment dealer and leader for outdoor landscaping and lawn care, has moved and expanded their Easley store and added Ace Hardware. They're at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway and featuring Toro lawn equipment and now an Ace Hardware as well. See their other locations in Greer, Simpsonville, Greenville, and Piedmont online at landscapers-supply.com. The relocated and expanded Easley store at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Landscaper Supply.
DQ presents how to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5 Blizzard with your five senses. First, open your eyes and see it all. Reese's peanut butter cups, caramel, peanuts, pretzels. It's beautiful. Then feel it. Oh, it's cold. Next, listen to it. Now smell it with your nose. Oh, sweet top notes. And finally, taste it. Experience the new Reese's Take 5 Blizzard today. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com. Delivery subject to availability, additional fees, and minimum order requirements.
From the Liberty Bridge in Falls Park to the top row in Memorial Stadium, we are your home for sports across the upstate. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in, 654-7627. A texter said, texter 640 said, well, I tell people all the time, the reason I keep guns in my home is the police investigate crimes. They don't prevent them. Right. They can't be everywhere. They can't be everywhere. And again, if you choose to live somewhere where they ain't, you know, if you choose to live in a rural country area, then you know what happens, Rona? Then you deal with a copperhead on Friday, on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And on Monday night, you deal with an intruder at 4:15 a.m. You know, that's the way it goes. Otherwise, you know, live in the city, you know, don't have all that grass or woods around you. You don't get the copperhead and you don't get that the other either. It's, hey, all life's a trade-off. It's just sort of counterintuitive because the way you think about it, you know, people think about, well, they move to like, you know, a rural area or something to get away from crime. It's just not the way it works. It's just not the way it works. Trust me. So it's something to think about if you're home shopping. You know, sometimes having close neighbors who look out for one another is not a bad deal. Let me tell you about Engineered Sleep. Engineered Sleep is a fourth generation mattress manufacturer. They sell directly to you, so you end up saving hundreds of dollars. You cut out the middleman. They only make and sell their own products. They use premium materials that won't break down and sag over time, like many of the leading mattresses do, the alleged leading mattresses. The Engineered Sleep process is simple, interactive, not like regular mattress stores. They offer free delivery and takeaway if you live within 50 miles. Use code WCC for 10% off. You can save up to $475. 866-244-0898. 866-244-0898. Better sleep, rest assured. Visit the website, engineeredsleep.com. If you're mattress shopping, you have to go see Engineered Sleep. It's the place to get your mattress locally. Look no further. Every mattress is made in-house. Their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping so easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your home, set up for free. Buy local, buy direct from the manufacturer. Your very health depends on the quality of your sleep. Don't neglect the importance of a great night's sleep. Mattress sizes twin, twin XL, full XL, queen, king, cow king. Full XL is a rare size. Trust me. Call my friends at Engineered Sleep. Go see them. Tell them I sent you. It's the way that works. All right. The rest of this series, in case you do not know, is Walker Morton tonight, Scherzer, Odorizzi the following day, and then presumably DeGrom and Fried to wrap up the series. So the way the series goes, like we said, the Braves have to find a way to win three games or four. The Mets have to find a way to win two games. Braves have one in the bag. I want to talk about my I'm going to get into college football discussion. I want to go back to the AP poll from yesterday. But before I do any of that, I want to go to my quarterback list for a moment. Do you have my quarterback list? Is that it? Okay.
I brought up the teams and the over-under.
Well, I did this list like, I don't know, 2 months ago. And, you know, and every day brings a little bit of a fresh perspective on it. And maybe it was even further back than that. That might have been the first thing that the first list that we put out for the season. I want to take a look at it in terms of who I put there. Testing I for OSS, who do I have in the AL Central? I had the White Sox just like I had them last year. Last year was right. This year looks like it'll be wrong. They've had too many injuries. The injury of Anderson at shortstop was a killer. And I'm getting tons of Mets Braves questions and comments on the text line. So, you know, the one or two people who want me to move on to football, it's coming. You just have to be patient. It's a four-hour show. On the quarterback list, Ramona, I want to add a guy that's not on it, and I want to move a couple of guys up. So this is going to be the reboot of the quarterback list. We're going to revise it and repost it with a new date. Maybe change a couple of guys on the list, and I want to discuss the elements of it. All right, so you have the list?
Yes.
All right, let's look at it from the bottom up. You have what did I have? 30?
Yes.
And was there a tie over 30?
No.
Cool. Texter sent me a photo from Issaquena today, Ramona, a 4-foot timber rattlesnake.
A snake. Ooh.
Yeah, timber rattlesnake. So yes, 30?
Yes, there's 30 names on your list.
Okay.
No tie at 30.
A tie at 30?
No.
Oh, no tie at 30. Okay. Well, somebody might have to be booted, or we may have to have a tie at 30. All right. Tell me who 30 is.
Sean Clifford.
Sean Clifford. Who's 29?
Tanner Mordecai.
28.
Logan Bonner.
27.
Anthony Richardson.
28. All right. We're going to move Anthony Richardson. That's one I've already talked about. You know, I think Penn State is going to have a pretty good year, and Sean Clifford should have a pretty good year. I'm a little reluctant to dump him. Logan Bonner was what number?
Logan Bonner is 28.
I'll tell you what, give me 30 through 20. 30 through 21.
30 is Sean Clifford.
Yeah.
29 is Tanner Mordecai. 28 is Logan Bonner. 27 is Anthony Richardson. 26 is Cameron Ward. 25 is J.J. McCarthy. 24 is DJ.
And by the way, J.J. McCarthy, not even a starter. That's a projection, really, of his talent. He's actually the backup at Michigan. But he's so talented that he's going to have to play. All right, again, 25 was?
J.J. McCarthy.
He was 25?
Yes.
I thought you said 24.
24 is DJ.
Okay.
23 is Hendon Hooker.
Yeah.
22 is Jake Haner.
Haner. President Haner is right. That's right. Jake Haner. How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
Fresno State. And 21 is KJ Jefferson.
All right. The guys I'm going to move Hendon Hooker up. He's going to be moved.
To where?
I don't know yet. Anthony Richardson's going to be moved up, and Tanner McKee of Stanford is going to be added to the list. Not as, I've even seen some suggestions that said Tanner McKee could be the number one quarterback in the draft, only if you're an idiot. I mean, anything is conceivable. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Matt.
Thanks for getting me in.
Appreciate you getting in.
So Stanford actually has a quarterback that's worth something.
Well,
there?
You know, they've had quarterbacks. They just don't have anyone for the quarterbacks to throw the ball to, which is the real dilemma. You know, they have a bunch of slow guys. And, when Stanford was in their prime, their athletes looked like they were coming out of a lab. They don't look that way anymore. They still have the tall tight ends, but they have their yards after the catch. I promise you, if you actually tracked yards after the catch over the last, say, 7 or 8 years, Stanford would be dead last in all the Power 5 schools in receiving yards after the catch because they just don't have any. They have no playmakers. And so, you know, they have quarterbacks. I mean, Davis Mills came out of Stanford. He's a talent. Tanner McKee has talent. Tanner McKee's 6'6 and can throw the ball a little. He does not have a cannon for an arm. He actually reminds me of a old-time BYU quarterback named Mark Wilson and somebody else. It just hasn't come to me as yet. But so they're going to have pretty good quarterback play, but they have no receivers to throw the ball to, and that's a limitation on him. And, of course, people will later judge him for that when that's more a product of what he's dealing with, what he's playing with.
I mean, I think Shaw is a dinosaur, how he's running that program down there.
Yes.
I mean, he's not innovative. He's not advanced. It's a shame because we all put praises on him 10 years ago, but I don't know how much of that was some of the residual effects of good recruiting.
The thing is, he has become more and more conservative through the years to the point where his offense is insanely predictable, and everyone knows what's coming. Remember, they used to do several things well. They ran the ball really well. They don't run the ball well anymore. And so, you know, even that part of the offense doesn't work. This could be it for him.
Yeah, and the same with some other coaches, like Navy's coach, been there for a long time.
Yeah.
One question, and I'll run if I can. Jimbo Fisher, when he went to Texas A&M, everybody said, his reputation in the past was that he was an offensive genius, but now his offense is slow, plodding, and everybody is predictable. It's not good, and it's complicated, and quarterbacks are moving. Do you see some of the similar traits with Chip Kelly at LSU? I've heard that argued somewhere, and I was like, I don't know. I think Chip Kelly would be smart enough to innovate. And I'll get your opinion on that.
You mean Brian
Kelly at LSU. The argument was that he would become the next Jimbo Fisher on offense. I don't think Jimbo Fisher's a good coach. I just think he has more money than God down there, and that's going to show out in recruiting. But I don't see the same analogy going to LSU. But I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. You know, first of all, what Jimbo Fisher's been really good at is personnel groupings. I mean, he knows offense. The problem is he's a bit of a dinosaur, and his offenses just don't put up passing numbers in a time frame where what wins is passing numbers. And as long as he keeps trying to play that way, he's playing in like an antiquated game. And that's why, you check year after year the SEC passer ratings or their passing yardage, and you look where Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher's teams are. They're never good in that category, never. A quick break. We'll continue on the other side.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
If you're looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class.